I went to Rio Hondo College, home of the Night Stalker.
What'd you say?
Home of the Night Stalker.
You repped that like it was
home of the Night Stalker.
Oh yeah, the Olympic video. I just want to discuss my running. I know.
When I'm asking a girl, like, "Are you free Friday?" She's like, "Yes." And then we end up meeting Friday. Like, there's no fun to that. You know what I mean? Like, it's too
what,
like
what? Huh? That's standard. That's
you're asking her on a date.
Hey guys, welcome back to the 9 for 9 podcast. I'm your host Jason Kim. Joel with my Paul's not even here. Yo, tripping. Oh my god, that's such a fucking habit thing. Oh my god.
We just miss Paul.
We've never done it
for real. Yo, this is the first ever episode.
Fuck it, I'm Paul right now. I'm Paul.
Yeah, this is our new Paul.
New Paul right here.
On my left, we got Megan Yu.
Hello.
And on my right, we got Jennifer Lee.
Hi, everybody.
All right. And then we got a special guest today. Woo! All right. We call him the Unk of TikTok. We got Eric O.
Unk of 19 is crazy. Yeah. Yo, how you doing 9 for 9?
Is it O or O?
Oh, it's Eric O. Okay, Eric O. Right. Yeah, nice. Eric O. Mm-hmm.
What's going on, man?
We're chilling, dude. I'm excited to be out here. Jason texted me. He brought me out to the slums. I'm playing. Crewed me on. I'm happy to be here, though. Happy to be here.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Can you believe he's 19?
He's 19.
No, he's a baby.
It's crazy. Like every time someone meets me in real life, it's either, oh my God, you're 19, or, wow, you look a lot shorter in person.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not height fishing anybody on my videos. I'm always sitting down.
Yeah. That's mean.
That's mean as fuck, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, kind of looks like Paul or what?
Do I look like Paul?
A little bit.
Maybe the hair and Paul.
Yeah, Paul a little bit.
Oh, shit, maybe I can just be Paul. Fuck you. You can give me like the D to this house.
But yeah, I met Eric at the Jason the Ween party.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a week or two ago?
2 weeks ago, about now. Now. Yeah, I mean, everyone was there.
Yeah.
Everyone in this room was at the party.
Yeah. Celebrities.
That one photo. I didn't even know you were there.
No, I didn't even realize.
Oh, yeah, we gotta pop up that photo right now. Yeah, that was goated.
It was posted like 8 times, I swear to God.
I had to repost like 7 times. I kept saying, I had like 50 story posts saying, like, oh, we've seen this photo like 15 times. It's a good photo though. Yeah, it's like, you know how like guys, they take one good photo and use it on every single platform.
Yeah. What's your ethnicity?
Chinese.
You're Chinese.
Oh really?
Yeah. So you're Korean.
We're all Korean.
You're all Korean.
Yeah.
Damn, I feel like I'm at like church. About to go to a baseball game right now.
It's church vibes.
But how was meeting Jason the Ween though, bro? That was your first time meeting Jason, right?
Yeah, my first ever time meeting Jason. You know what? Nah, hold on. I got some beef with Jason.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
This is the clip right here.
No. Jason, he called me the seaside guy in the clip. And the clip got like a couple 100,000 views, right?
I saw that.
And I think that opened up the fucking Pandora's box to people calling me seaside guy. I was at a Cal State Fullerton house party.
Yeah.
I took a photo with a group of girls and tell me why on three they say 1, 2, 3, seaside.
No way.
Yes. That's crazy. I get like 5 seasides.
Bro, I think you were the seaside guy before that fucking.
You thought I was too?
Dude, you're this fucking SoCal Asian guy.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't even go to seaside.
No,
you've been to seaside.
I've been like, I haven't been in months.
Oh, you haven't been in months?
Yeah, I swear.
We're trying to
see. it's crazy just being labeled as that, because I made like 1 or 2 skits. And then like, since I made those skits kind of earlier on,
yeah,
like they're just at the top of Google image search.
Yeah.
So I think just like people, like they look at so-called Asian guy, oh fuck, it's gotta be him.
Yeah.
But I always thought of myself as like more like the college guy, you know, college transfer guy, right?
Yeah. I've seen those videos.
Yeah, those are the first clips I've seen of you.
Yeah.
But what were the clips you made of the seaside though?
I've never made a video at Seaside.
Oh, really?
I've never made a video at Seaside.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just talking about Seaside?
I've never talked about Seaside before.
Oh, really?
Never talked about
just
Seaside.
Just like grifted into
it. I dead ass got caught in a crossfire.
Wait, I say swear, bro. I thought it's
say here. Swear. No, yeah. It's like, it's crazy. Yeah, I actually got caught in. Yeah.
Oh, bro.
No, yeah. I got caught in the tsunami. It's crazy.
Damn, so you're getting like a lot of hate right now?
There's a few hate comments, like, yeah. Dude, I swear, like, I saw a hate video the other day, and one of the comments, oh my god, so dramatic, it was like, if Erico has no haters, I'm dead.
Oh,
yeah.
That's my a saying, god. Though.
I was just like,
that is a saying, but like, it's
I was
not
like,
nice
I was like, damn, dude, I'm 19.
No, I know, it's scary.
Yeah, like, I was just like, that's crazy, because like, you know, like, big, like, Megan and I were talking about it, like, big people pleasers,
yeah,
big overthinkers. Like, when I saw that video, I called 7 different content creators.
Really?
Denting. Yeah, I was like, I can't do this.
Like that comment?
Yeah, no, that not just like the video in general.
Seeing all of the hate comments?
Wait, what was the video? They made a video about you.
Because I made a seaside video.
Okay.
Talking about like, I wanted to do like a spin on it. I wanted to be like, yeah, it's cringe, but also I think it's dope how like a Cambodian owned small business is doing really well now.
Yeah.
But my hook for the video was, besides the cringe Asian American content, and this person stitched it, and they're like, wasn't that you? all the comments are like, oh, phones, like, calls come from inside the house. Mm. Bro was throwing rocks from a glass house. And I was like, damn, I didn't even do that shit. Yeah. And, like, that same night, I was going to do a collab video with Logan Mendoza, the super senior, uh-huh. eating Seaside. And I had to cancel a homeboy. Because yeah. I was like, this isn't good for, like, image. Yeah.
Honestly, aww. Yeah, that Seaside went to hate so quick. But right. it was like, it's fault, given.
Though, bro. It's like fault. Those yeah, fucking two guys that I don't even want to say their names faults, bro.
Like, okay, my thing with them, it's, I get it. Like, you get, like, a little dopamine rush when you get views.
Yeah.
So, like, we've all experienced it, right?
We do, yeah.
And it's sure. like, it's like heroin. Like, you get it for a week, and then you're just, like, already out on the street. You're, like, banging for more.
You need more, exactly.
Yeah, and bro. I think that's.
Clout is a drug. Yeah,
it is. Clout is a drug. And, like, I think they're on that wave right now. But I told them, because, like, I saw them at the club. And I told him straight up, I was like, you're never gonna be able to pivot off of this. Like, you can't make a career out of hates. Yeah. You can make a career out of cringe.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna get any brand deals. You're not gonna, like, people aren't just gonna like you for who you are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And people don't know your name. They think of you as a Seaside guy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And also, I do think, like, okay. Wait. I don't think it's as serious as people think it is, but yeah. it is damaging though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How old are they, bro? Do you know?
I think they're, like, maybe either my age or a year older.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, like, 19 or 20?
Because I know they're both in college.
Besides all of this, like, what was, like, your first video that you, like, kind of made? And, like, what was...
Well, okay. So, I started posting, like, last August.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was when I committed to this community college. And I had, like, a lot of free time on my hands. And I was like, okay, I'm going to start posting every day. Mm-hmm. See how it goes. My first big pop, it was, like, probably 2 weeks in. I had, like, a 5 million view video.
Nice.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, it was like off this like really dumb trend, and then that kind of skyrocketed me to 10k followers.
Yeah.
So then I started getting like the bread from it.
Yeah.
But then like for a month, I didn't know that videos had to be over a minute to make money.
Oh yeah.
So I was looking at a lot of my views. I think I missed out on like a couple $1,000.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then my first like really big pop, I think what people like started knowing me for was I did a video called UC Stereotypes.
Yeah, I seen that.
And then from there I did. Cosplay Stereotypes. I did University of Stereotypes, and then I started talking about my community college journey.
Yeah.
And I think that like resonated with a lot of people though.
For sure. Mm. Yeah. Did you go to CC because you didn't do well in high school?
No, I was a really good student. I had a 4.55 GPA.
Okay.
Yeah, bro. I was better than all of us, bro.
I was ranked 10. I was president of 3 clubs.
Bro, what you doing in CC? What the fuck?
Internship, varsity golf captain.
Yeah. Oh,
I was a really good student because I come from like an academic household. Well,
yeah, parents, Asian household.
Yeah, my parents didn't go to college. Obviously, they're immigrants. But my sister went to Yale.
Sister went to Yale.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh period. Man.
So there's that like.
I know you were hurting.
Yeah.
Bro.
Oh my god.
I know you were.
You know how hard it was to be the community college son.
Yeah.
And I have an Ivy League older sister. Holy
fuck, bro.
Did you like? Is that what you were planning to do? Like go to CC and then
hell nah, hell nah. I always thought I was destined to go to like a top 25.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then I got my results back. The two best schools I got into were Northeastern University and UC Santa Barbara.
Bro, fuck? That's literally the schools that I got into, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight out of high school.
And I wasn't.
Aren't the schools that you want to go to. Yeah, bro.
And it was like a big moment where I had to swallow my pride.
Yeah.
And like, it was damaging because like for 18 years to get built up to do one thing. And then you fail at that one thing, you kind of like reevaluate what your worth in life is. Yeah, it's like an athlete. Like, their entire life, they get told they're going to go to the NFL or NBA, they tear their ACL, career's over, they get really depressed.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was for me.
Especially in high school, bro. Like, you basically work 18 years to like to get that fucking college, one letter.
I work like day and night, hard as fuck. Bro. I worked on college apps every single day.
Yeah, bro.
And for it not to manifest into actual results, that's difficult.
I'm sorry about that, bro.
No, it was difficult. Yeah.
Honestly, what? It was like maybe it was a sign. You
maybe.
Know, now you're doing social media.
Because you wouldn't have blown up on TikTok.
I wouldn't have been doing social media if I was in college.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I wouldn't have done TikTok if I was in college.
Yeah.
Did you apply to like a lot of schools? Or?
Dude, I applied to, oh my God, like over 25.
Oh, you were one of them.
Because my school, since it's like a low income district, all my Common App applications were free.
Okay.
Oh. So I maxed out. I applied to, 20 schools
yeah.
and 4 UCs. I got waitlisted at Vanderbilt and UCLA.
Okay.
And I was really clinging on to hope for Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Because they have a higher rate, but I didn't get in eventually.
Mm.
And I remember the moment where I decided to go to community college. Like, I was like staring at my popcorn ceiling, like just like right. And I was thinking, I was calculating the debt I was going to rack up from Northeastern. And I was thinking of like, man, this is not worth it.
Yeah, bro.
And then the next day I met up with a community college counselor and I told my parents and I just withdrew from there. Yeah.
Mm. Damn. So you committed to Northeastern?
I was committed.
Oh.
I was committed.
Yeah. Dude, that's actually crazy, bro. Yeah. Out of high school, I got into SB Northeastern and the college I decided to go to that I hated, University of Rochester.
What was wrong with it?
Dude, it was like upstate New York. Like, yeah. I did not fit in. Like, the weather was shit. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you, bro, I transferred SC.
Yeah.
But, dude, committed to college, man. Dude, after doing all that work, how did your parents feel?
Oh, I think, okay, you know what? I think for them, it wasn't more so of like a disappointment in me. I think they kind of felt disappointed within themselves. Because really? They saw how badly it hurt me.
Yeah.
And then my sister told me that my mom sat her down and was like, how bad of a mom was I to you guys?
Damn.
Yeah, because like, because I remember, like, I just wouldn't like talk to them. I wouldn't like do anything. I think my mom told me, she was like, why are you being so like this? And I was like, you know what, like, the reason why I'm so upset and hurt is because of you. It's because of the way you raised me. Yeah.
Oof. You said that.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Damn, bro, why'd you say that?
It was like years of resentment and hurt, because my friends, they weren't really around growing up, both of them.
Oh,
yeah. Uh-huh. So I don't like my sister and I were really independent because of that.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think like a lot of the beautiful things happened in the past year are so transformative, right? Like, I'm doing social media, like, one of my passions. And I think my parents, they finally got rocked out of like that traditional Chinese mindset. They had to realize, like, I'm American. I was born here.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And
no,
like,
that is,
yeah,
that's very true. It was just hard. Totally understand that. Right? Yeah.
I'm sure all of us can relate to it in, like, in a bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How is your guys' relationship now?
I think it's like, I think like it's something you can't heal over like overnight.
Yeah.
But you know, just like over time, right? Mm-hmm. But I do think I think just in terms of just everything, I think going to community college did a lot for me though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which one you go to?
I went to Rio Hondo College, home of the Night Stalker.
What'd you say?
Home of the Night Stalker.
You rep that like it was
Home
like
of the Night Stalker.
Bro, you rep Rich. That. Hey. Night Stalker? Isn't that so serial fast. Killer, bro?
Rio Hondo alumni? Isn't that the serial killer? Hey, hold on. Rio Hondo alumni? Eric O, the Night Stalker.
Bro, that's the serial killer, no?
Yeah, Richard Ramirez.
Bro, what the fuck are you talking?
Yeah, yeah. You know the Night Stalker?
Oh, he went to that SEC?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
Home
God.
Of the Night Stalker. Yeah, Rio Hondo College. Oh,
that's scary.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that CC, bro. No,
yeah, it's really, it's like, it's a CC that people who work full time and have kids go to. It's not like Mount SAC or PCC or SMCC,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I went there because during high school, all my dual enrollment credits were there.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I'm just going to.
You're like, saying your high school classes transferred to that school?
No, it's like, because I did, in high school, they dual enrollment.
Okay.
I did about 10 college classes during high school. And, all of it was at Rio Hondo College.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I thought, I don't want to go through the mess of having to transfer all my credits to Mount SAC.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
State.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How are you enjoying USC?
It's an adjustment for sure. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think when you, because at CEC, I was online for like the whole year pretty much. I wasn't going to school. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I worked full time for my first semester. In second semester, I was like grinding out college apps and other things.
Yeah.
And then now it's like having to adjust to someone else's schedule, because I've been entirely like self-employed freelance the past year now. And, you know, like having to care about class again.
Yeah.
Because I used to love just being academic, being in the academic grind. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I just fucking, I hate it.
No, I hate it so much. What you get out of it, getting back into it is
it's very terrible. Yeah.
Especially because like, USC doesn't help social media.
Yeah.
It might help like the connections a little bit, but it doesn't. For the actual job itself, it just
got and it's stressful because especially when you're like paying USC tuition, it's like, oh, if I don't do my work, I can't go to school, I can't live in this house right now.
Bro, the SC tuition is bad.
It's crazy. It's, I mean, SC's a cool school, cool people, great opportunities.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy to me though? The USC fucking business clubs. Oh my God, dude.
Why?
It's like getting a fucking American citizenship.
Dude, nah, they gotta stick up their ass, bro. Like, they gotta make it hard for everyone to, like, you gotta try out, basically.
Oh, is it, like, really hard? It's, like, super exclusive?
Dude, crazy. Yeah. Like, 200 people apply and 10 people get in.
Mm. Oh.
But it's not even, like, bro, it's, like, whatever. It's not even worth it, like.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't want them to watch this and think I'm not, like, I think you guys are cool still.
you try it out right now.
Like, okay, so, like, I applied to one. And I submitted a written application. It was 3 250 word essays.
Three?
Like, yes. It was like, I'm applying to fucking college again.
Yeah.
I was like,
wait,
I just
is this for school?
Yeah, for school club.
For fucking club.
Oh, it's club.
Which club? Yeah. Can you say?
Club or a frat?
AIM. UC AIM. It was
okay.
A club. A marketing consulting club.
Okay.
So I did that. And then I passed the first written round. And then I had the first round interview. Passed that.
Mm-hmm.
Social mixer. Okay. Got a vibe check.
Yeah.
Second round. And then I got rejected.
Oh.
And I was like, I would have much rather been rejected at the written round.
Yeah, you didn't socialize enough.
Because like, you got to put on a suit.
You do.
And you got to go.
Bruh. Why'd they reject you, bro? What the fuck?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just like, do the, like, maybe just I just don't like know. You. Maybe I don't know enough about marketing.
Well, what are you trying to, oh, yeah, what are you trying to do, bro? You trying to do consulting?
Bless you. Dude, honestly, no. Like, yeah, okay, you know what? Like, what I was like, it didn't bother me too much getting rejected because when I was talking to other kids that were applying for the club, mm-hmm. they wanted it so bad. Mm. They're yeah. your LinkedIn warriors. You're a fucking coffee chat kings.
Yeah, bro.
They just loved it. They loved networking to the T. Mm-hmm. And they wanted, they would have done anything to get into EY, mm-hmm. Bain, all those like top consulting firms in New York. Bro. And I was like, damn, like, I don't want this life. Yeah.
Yeah. That part about college I don't miss, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dick sucking. Like, I swear to God, like, yeah. like I see, like the scuffs on their knee marks, you know? Like, I see, like, the bruising.
Honestly, though, I think you should take advantage of as much as you can at SC.
Yeah.
I feel like even, like, join a frat or something, you know? Like, yeah. do something, because you
won't be able to go to college again.
That's true.
It depends on what kind of frat.
Yeah. But, also, like, I just, like, I have so little time, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm planning on doing some pretty cool things now.
Yeah.
I might be going on like a UC tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. UC tour, like you're like
yeah. So
organizing like what?
So it's in collaboration with a company called Poppin. It's a party app company.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And they came to me just to host a party at USC, and I told them, wait, no, I've had this idea for so long. They want to go to each college and throw like a really huge party.
Mm-hmm.
I want to showcase the school, and then like so the vlog would be 12 minutes. Uh-huh. 6 minutes would be. I would get a Gynago representative. They would show me around like the college city, the libraries, like the beautiful parts of a campus. So, like what makes the students fall in love with their school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last 6 minutes would be the like Project X D-Gen party montage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
I love that. Yeah. That's going to do so well.
And I'm doing my first one in UCR October 4th, set in stone.
Oh, that's like in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Damn. Are you going to work with like a frat out there or like you throwing it on your own?
They already had it in the works. So I'm just kind of tagging along now. Okay. Helping them out like vet the talents.
Yeah. yeah.
Got a venue booked, 1,000 tickets.
A thousand tickets.
Oh, it's like at a venue. It's not a house party.
It's like a venue near Riverside, I think. Yeah, okay. But like we're in collaboration with like another frat.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's all in the works. This weekend I'm going to UC Davis actually.
Davis?
Nice.
Yeah.
That's in the Bay, right?
Yeah. yeah. So like yeah. on Friday I'm doing like a fucking 7-hour drive to Davis.
Because
oh, no. the app's doing a launch party. It's like a 5,000 ticket party. Yeah. And Shaq's son is DJing.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Fun.
Miles O'Neal.
5,000? Sold out or what?
Sold out?
Nice.
Yeah. Holy and they're shit. Like, hey, Eric, I want to come through. Want to bring your cameraman? And I was like, yeah, it'd be a good vibe check for all of us.
Yeah? So is this for your like personal vlog shit?
Personal vlog shit.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. So excited for that. Yeah, it's going to be busy because like they're doing this all during midterm season.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think it's just too many good opportunities to pass up.
Yeah.
People love college content.
Oh, for sure they do.
I love it.
I think it's like living like vicariously through the people as well.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How did you know about like UC stereotypes if you didn't go to college yet?
She's like, how did you know about it? You're an uneducated CC guy.
No, yeah. I've seen your videos and they're pretty accurate.
What I do, I scour the Reddit for about like an hour.
This is just what you think.
Yeah.
You didn't even really experience it.
He's doing the research. I mean, how can you?
Okay. I did the research. It's kind of like, and then I would text one or two people from the school.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask them, is all this true? Yeah. Okay. Now give me like the niche spots, right? So, for Berkeley, for example, they have a couple spots out there that are pretty niche. There's IB's as a pizza spot, mm-hmm. Artichokes. And Artichokes is a pizza spot, IB's like a cheesesteak spot. They have their local club out there. It's called fucking, I forgot. But like, I just get like the really niche things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I add them into the video, kind of sprinkle them in.
Yeah. I think this is the little niche stuff that really gets the people.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. Like Cal State Fullerton, like Nutwood parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like things that are just like, you just added it. Yeah.
No, I literally get it.
The gastronome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh. He knows his stuff.
What are you doing in that parking lot?
How to do parking lot? Nutwood?
No, yeah. That parking lot is literally the worst parking lot ever.
Why?
There's been so many times I've gone to school, I can't find parking, so I just go back home.
Oh, that's
so many times.
Oh, so everyone just shits on that parking lot.
It's also because so like bad. People in Fullerton, they can't drive.
They can't drive at all.
They're just bad at driving.
Bad at driving. Oh, there's no parking. Takes at least 20 minutes to find parking.
It's a commuter school.
Yeah.
They don't have a big enough parking lot for all the commuters.
Yeah. I'll go to like 3 parking lots. If I go to more than 2, I'm not going to class. I literally just go back home.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But we can.
Oh yeah.
No, we can touch base on Eric again, but I want to hear about, because we haven't filmed in like fucking like 2 weeks.
Oh shit, it's
been a minute. What you guys been up to for real?
So I just came back from Colorado. Yeah. I went to my first Red Rock show.
Oh shit.
It was so fun.
Wow.
It was so
fun. Louis the Child.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? Uh-huh. There's so many white people there.
Oh, right? I bet.
It's low-key uncomfortable because I'm very like, I grew up in SoCal.
Yeah.
So I'm so used to having Asians and like you could feel the microaggressions low-key.
What?
Like they just like bump into you. You know what I mean? Like that kind of shit. Like, bruh. You know, the little like subtle.
Yeah.
Like they're not going to get out of like the.
Yeah.
They're not going to like get out of the.
You think that was targeted towards you?
No, or just to everybody? But I just think like there's a sense of like superiority.
Mm. Mm. Also, like that crowd for that artist, I feel like isn't that. I mean, it's not like a regular.
Yeah. You know,
like, who was the artist?
Louis the Child. It's his DJ duo.
Oh, okay.
You know that song, Better Not?
If you play
it, sing it.
Yeah.
Wait, sing it.
It's true love.
I'm just gonna good beat. I'm just performing right now.
Dude, it was really fun though. But it was so cold too. Yeah. I was freezing my
ass. Oh, it's cold out there right now.
So cold.
Is it like seats? How is that?
Oh yeah, it's like
it's like
rocks.
Seated. So it's like rocks and then like you could see the whole city.
Oh,
like on top of
people that are just high as fuck.
Yeah.
So
I think high and drunk. But
Red Rocks is the venue?
Yeah, it's the venue.
Okay.
Damn, yeah, it was beautiful.
I've always wanted to go to that venue, like really badly.
No, it looks
really
awesome. Nice. Yeah, it's like straight like carved in the stone.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you been out there?
No, I just see videos. Oh, yeah. I'm living vicariously.
And you literally came back today, huh?
I literally came back today.
It was a good weekend?
It was a great weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With Bestie?
With Bestie. <Yeah.
laughs> Did you get altitude sickness? Did you feel
it? No, because we bought the oxygen tank.
Does it really work?
What?
It
works. Oh, what?
Because you're sucking on some oxygen? No.
Because really Colorado's high.
It's really high. It's the highest altitude in the U.S.
Mm. But like enough to like make you sick.
Yeah. You get really sick.
You know NBA players, when they say they play in the Nuggets Arena,
yeah.
they noticeably get tired.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When there's stairs going up, and I was so winded.
Just gassed, bro.
I was doing the knee thing.
But you would get winded either way, though.
I would. I'm so... Oh yeah, the Olympic video. I just want to discuss my running. I know, I know I was running, dude. I looked up what a Titan was. I was
oh my god,
what the fuck was that about?
Bro, oh my god, you know AOT?
A Titan.
Yeah, she runs like a Titan, bro. She runs like a Titan.
No. People were dragging it, and that clip was so short.
It was such a short.
I was flinging my arms.
Bro, why you run like that though, for real?
Dude, I don't know. I'm sorry. I never learned how to run properly.
I was literally behind you running, and I couldn't run properly because I was laughing.
I didn't even realize I was doing that until after.
That means that's your true running form.
That is my true running form.
We did like an Olympic video challenge thing where we did a bunch of like events, and yeah, she was running like kind of weird.
It's good for the clip though.
I know, everyone was commenting on it.
Yeah, retention then, yeah, right?
Yeah.
It
What did you guys do?
Yeah, how's New York?
Oh, yeah, Jason, you went to New York.
Bro, I did a lot. I mean, I think 2 weeks ago, I was talking about the Jason the Ween party. Mm. I'd say that was a success. The vlog is actually coming out. It would have came out yesterday. So go run it up the likes. Go run up the video. It's my first vlog back. Tony did an amazing job with the editing, bro. That vlog is fire.
Yeah, the New York one?
No.
Oh, the
USC Jason party one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, I went to New York last weekend. That vlog, I recorded that shit too. That vlog's probably coming out in like 3 weeks. But that was fun. It was like a boys trip.
Yeah.
Went out to Den. It was actually so fun.
Dude, I was at Den when I was in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The DJ is fire, bro.
What kind of music is it?
He was just
everything.
Yeah, it was like just sing along like white girl music.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, like EDM types. Yeah. But like this DJ named Joka. Apparently, he's the guy out there.
That's a crazy name.
Yeah. He's like some Korean guy, and like literally all day leading up to Den, like every girl was like, yeah, like he's the guy.
He's the dude.
I was like, okay, let me go check out this
guy. He's probably drowning in it.
No, dead ass. And then I pull up, and bro, I actually had such a fun time. This guy was throwing down.
Is it a nice venue, Den?
Ah, the venue's kind of small.
Kind of small.
It's small.
Yeah.
It's small.
I mean, it is like New York real estate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, the boys got a table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I didn't get a table when I went out.
Low-key, you don't even need a table, bro. But it was a lot of fun, bro. It was a lot of fun. I saw Zed out there too.
Oh, what? Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit.
Where? Did you go to the Brooklyn
Navy Yard? I went to the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
Was it better than LA?
Yeah, low-key, I had more fun there than Zen in the Park.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Zen in the Park was way too packed.
It's packed.
Bro, so packed.
Yeah. Did you? That was your first rave, right?
Yeah, first ever rave. You know, there was a totem pole that said hashtag Seaside, hashtag Keshi, hashtag Ergo.
No yeah. way. That's fire. I swear
to God, yeah.
You can't lie. That feels good, huh?
That feels really
I
good.
I was just like, they don't even know I'm here right now.
They don't know I'm here.
Did you see it? Or
no, my friend sent it to me.
Oh, sent it
yeah,
to
and
you.
I was like, that was there the night I went?
That's a fire-ass totem.
Oh, you should have went up to that totem, bro.
They would have. Yeah. I know.
Megan, did you do anything?
Nothing really else. I just been grinding at work.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah, we're just waiting on Paul, bro. I'm trying to hear about his fucking Asia trip and shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Paul's in Asia?
Yeah, or he just came back.
He just came back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he went to Japan and Korea.
He's here right now. Oh, but he's sleeping.
Oh, okay. I think he's tired,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
Get up, Paul. I'll be Paul for the episode then. Shit.
So, Eric, do you have a girlfriend?
I do not have a girlfriend. No.
Do you think the cloud has given you help with that department?
That's a great question.
I think it kind of ruins it for me.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, because now I feel like I have to... uphold like a certain image because you know people talk in SoCal
yeah
like especially amongst Asians
everyone knows
yeah like even if you are somebody who doesn't do social media people still know your business somehow
yeah
right yeah I feel like I've heard about like so many different like Vivians and Tiffany's from Fullerton, Irvine, Long Beach and I'm just like I have no business hearing shit about them but I do right so I'm kind of like I'm a lot more wary now about everything just to make sure I don't get caught up with anything but I actually wrote on like a whiteboard my first night at USC no girls.
Really?
No girls.
Really?
Why?
I just I don't want to like I'm really scared of getting canceled. Damn. Yeah.
And you're
I don't
fearful.
Want Yeah, I don't want anything to be twisted in a certain way. I want to make sure like
with the girl like you think she's going to like
cuz you never know what's going to happen. Snitch on you? Not snitch, but it's like what if she says one thing that didn't happen?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you really have that. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if a guy's gonna get canceled, it's probably because of a girl.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, I get that fear, but I feel like, bro, you can't live in fear like that.
I know.
Yeah, and if you like a
that's
girl
the reason
like
you're
that.
Not getting a girl. It's crazy, bro.
You know what? Also, like.
You not want a girlfriend?
I also don't want a girlfriend.
No, you're too young.
Girlfriends are like also expensive. Girlfriends are they're an investment, you know.
Yeah. Sure.
And I do want to make sure like. If I am with a girl, it's like serious, you know, because I always feel like sometimes like, I'm talking to girls like it's never I'm never going in with the mindset that they're going to be like my like girlfriend, like committed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like I need to like start thinking about like that in a sense as well. And also yeah, I'm young
you're
in college.
Young. Have fun.
Yeah.
I don't even need to think you need to think so seriously about that.
No, just chill.
Just have fun.
I think you just got to college.
Okay, if
bro.
I get canceled, it's on y'all. It's on 949.
I mean, bro, like a lot of my boys have fun, but
you can
have fun, bro, without worrying about getting canceled. Like that's all.
Yeah.
I worry about like every little part that comes into it.
You overthink a lot.
Mm-hmm. I do. I
guess what's your sign?
Taurus.
What that mean?
I don't know.
It's an earth sign.
I know it's a Pokemon.
No, Taurus are really fearful like that, though.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. Esther's my roommate.
Also,
but if you said, like,
a Taurus.
Sagittarius, you would have been like,
yeah.
No.
Actually, no, I'm
no,
not a Taurus.
No,
I'm
I get it. Are you stubborn?
Not a Sag. No, he's not.
Are you
a
stubborn?
Sag.
Okay, everyone's stubborn in a sense.
There's no
I'm not
way.
That stubborn.
I'm really stubborn, though.
Yeah.
Dude, you're stubborn? What the fuck?
Not that. You guys are more stubborn than me.
Yeah, but doesn't mean you're not stubborn.
Okay, yeah, I can.
Stirring up trouble with the team. Shit.
Do you have a type?
Do I have a type? Mm-hmm. No, I think like if I found someone attractive. Mm-hmm. Like girls I've never been with is black and white.
Mm-hmm. So you like Asians?
And Latinas.
Okay.
Yeah. Latinas. Because that's like I grew up with like Mexicans.
For a bit.
I went to like predominantly Mexican schools. Mm-hmm. I kind of fell into the whole Asian stuff in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn, bro. You at USC now.
This is the fucking... Super Asian.
This is the... What's it called? How's college life as, like, a social media content creator?
It's, Like, there's the benefits and the downfalls.
Yeah.
In class, like, I remember, like, I was, like, in my... one of my classes, like, asked the guy next to me. I was like, oh, I'm in the right class. He's like, okay, I'm about to make a friend right now. He turns, he's like, oh, my God. And he was like, can we do a photo right now or after class? And I'm like,
You can't be friends with
me. I'm like, oh, that's cool. That. Like, you're a good guy, but nah.
Yeah.
But then you also, like, it is easier for me to, like, go have, because, like, guys in college, like, if you're not in a frat, you can't really go nowhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, able to, like, go to clubs, host. Like, the frat parties are usually, like, cool with me getting in.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
So that's, like, that's the part that helps out, for sure. Mm-hmm.
You ever thought about joining a frat?
I did think about it when I first got to USC.
Yeah.
But I gotta graduate ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah, for money purposes. And the frat, I think, would take away a lot of time from what I'm doing right now as well. Because, especially the first semester. And because if I do it next semester, then I only have a year of the frat left, you know?
Yeah, because you're going to graduate early, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really didn't see, any more of a point. And I think, the social media life kind of substitutes for the frat social life you gain.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's fine.
You're always hosting parties or going to a party or
something.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
How's your social life at school though?
At school, I mean, I've been trying to get out to make friends, but I think for a transfer, it kind of takes some time.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's natural, because people already have their own little friend groups. You I can't just weasel my way in.
Nah, bro. Especially at SC, you identify your friend group becomes the club you're in or the frat you're in.
What were you in?
I was in an Asian frat.
Okay.
So the frat so he pulled up to the Jason Lewin party too. Mm. So that's where I first met him. But that was my frat.
Betas.
So I met all of my boys through there, bro, as a transfer.
And any clubs or not?
Clubs, I tried them as a sophomore when I first got there. Yeah. And I eventually just grew out of them, bro. I was in I was even in KCM, the Korean Christian one.
Oh, shit.
I tried a lot of things out.
Okay.
But then you kind of just naturally
figure out which one's the one you care about most,
the one you identify the most with.
Yeah,
but I think as a transfer, bro, you low-key, if you want friends fast,
you have to.
A frat is low-key to move.
It is a move. I think under different circumstances, for sure. But I'm excited with what's going on right now in terms of social media. And I think it's that thing where it's your passion succeeding. And you don't want to let go of it.
No,
I just want to put all my chips on the table already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I get it. And you've been grinding a lot, and you do pretty well on TikTok too.
No, very well.
Yeah.
So you're a known face.
Thank you. Thank you, Jen So Juicy.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
I knew you since a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I kind of felt like this moment right here is one of my welcome to the industry moments. I'm not gonna lie.
Because
I kind of see y'all. UTI and Suburb Talks is one of the three podcast groups out here.
Mm-hmm.
And you get on one of them, it means you're doing good things.
Oh, that's
good. So you hit me up, I was this is another sign. I was on Jimmy Zhang's stream.
Yeah.
That was another sign.
Yeah.
I've been making good friends, Vit, meeting all these people.
Dude, that's the thing about the Asian creator space is it's pretty small, and
I think we do look out for each other though.
Yeah
because we all know each other.
Yeah, we kind of know each other, we do all know each other, but I do think we could also do a better job, because I think that so not everyone kind of wants everyone to succeed.
People, they want to be the only Asian creator.
We were talking about this with our editor.
Okay.
If you look at the African American, they're all pushing each other up.
They are.
Asians, it's kind of
it's not.
Let me do my thing first.
Yeah.
Then I'll help you out once I
exactly. When I'm already big.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I mean, I met a lot of great people from the beginning. Do y'all know the WeChat guy, Remy Z?
I heard of that WeChat shit, but I don't.
Do you know the guy who eats cheese in one bite?
Oh my God! Yeah.
Alex K. Hosio.
Yeah.
He hates it when he gets called that. Sorry, Alex. But he's we hit 10K followers at the same time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's at 960,000, and I'm at 170.
He
catapulted. Wow. Yeah.
His content is, it'll get the followers though. Oh, he's literally eating an entire block of cheese. He's
in one bite.
In one bite.
He eats a chicken. He eats a chicken bacon 3 bites.
Yeah. He's over under. How many bites can I eat this?
Over under. Over under. Isn't Alex? Great dude. Yeah. Love it. Yeah, but there's been a lot of good people help me out along the way.
Yeah.
For sure. Logan's been one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie Liu. He's been really good to me. I think a lot of I'm really thankful for a lot of these OG creators picking me up under the wing.
Yeah.
Guiding me in a sense.
That's how we kind of felt too, right? When we kind of just started meeting all the other Asian content creators, we felt we were the new kids on the block kind of thing. And we're talking about it, and it's fun.
Really nice, especially when you see these guys on your phones for the past year, and then you start becoming one of the faces on the screen as well.
Yeah.
Do you think SoCal Asians are setting Asians back?
No, I think we as a people, we are our own bubble.
Yeah.
But we also can't help it, right?
Yeah.
When I first became more in tune with my Asian American side, I even felt a little excluded. at first, because like when I was like with like my Mexican friends at the cookouts, I was like, I'm not Mexican enough for y'all. When I was with Asian people, I'm not Asian enough for you guys.
No, I totally get that. Right? I literally get that. Yeah.
I just didn't feel like belonging everywhere. Right? Uh-huh. Like, I didn't wear Stussy. I didn't wear Essentials. I didn't like the fucking JDM cars.
Yeah.
I didn't like fucking Clarity. I didn't, you know, I didn't like I didn't like their music as well. And I was just like, fuck, like I feel like I'm not Asian enough for any of you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Are you like very whitewashed growing up? Or
no,
like?
No, I speak Cantonese.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like. Like my parents are really Chinese, so I grew up like with like a good Chinese background.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like it's the Asian American culture I didn't necessarily understand at first.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, like, I get it. I feel like I felt the exact same way too. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, cause I didn't really also like hang out with too many Asians until I met like Jason and all of you guys, and I felt the exact same way too. Where it's like I have my college friends and I have like my new Asian friends too, and I always felt like. A little.
And there's like slang, there's lingo, there's inside jokes that so-called Asian people have.
Yeah.
And it's like these things you can't really explain. You just start understanding it after a while. Mm-hmm. Like I think the term ABG, it's such a hard term to explain. But I do think like the term ABGs and ABBs have been, it's like, I think the label of it now is thrown around way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think whenever people see a confident Asian person, they label them an ABB or ABG.
Yeah.
I think whenever people see like a pretty Asian girl with good makeup on and she has like nice clothing, she's an ABG. They see a confident Asian guy who knows how to talk to people and wears jewelry and likes to dress up and likes to be swag. Bro. They're an ABB. I was like, that's not okay. Because people, they're not, it's not normalized for Asian people to be confident.
Yeah.
It's not.
It really isn't. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And I don't like it at all.
That's the thing, bro. Like, I use ABG, but I love ABGs, bro. Like, I use it, like, endearingly.
Yeah.
For me, bro. But like, I like ABGs like too. That the term has a negative.
It's a negative.
It is derogatory, though.
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah. When I hear it and people call me it, it's not like a positive reaction at first.
Yeah.
Bro. You know? I'm like, why, though?
It's blown up so much though recently, especially that one Jack Harlow song.
Yeah.
He's like, shout out to all my ABGs.
No.
He said that shit.
I think it was a song with Jungkook.
Oh really?
So I think he felt the need to pander to like an Asian audience.
Dude, but here's the thing about I always thought like when Asians do content, it always came off cringy.
I kind of see that. I think it's just because Asian people like we're not taught. To be like suave and confident.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think there necessarily has been a big Asian creator to be like extremely confident and like masculine in that sense without being cringe.
Yeah.
Like Ryan Higa, he's my goat, but his confidence comes from like a genius level way of comedy, kind of like the awkward, endearing type of way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wyscombe came up off of pleasing the kids, being like the kids' content creator. And fitting in with these big white creators.
Yeah.
There's never been an Asian person to just be like themselves and just
and grow.
They're just Asian. Like that's it. You know?
Yeah. I think Asians are on the up right now, but I don't think they've ever been cool.
Yeah. I don't think we still like people talk about, what about K-pop, dude? Like that's a different type.
A different type of Asian,
And like, what about Shang-Chi? That's still different as well. Like, it's one movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do stand-up comedy in Hollywood, and like I meet a lot of people, and they're like, man, like I've never met an Asian person like you. And I was like, that's just, like, what are you talking about? Like,
yeah. Like, you do stand-up?
I do stand-up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Damn, bro.
Yeah.
Say a joke. Why did?
Oh, not on the spot.
Why the fuck did they say that to you?
They're like, oh, man, like I've never seen like an Asian guy like wear jewelry and have like just like kind of confidence, and I was like, that's just because you're not media. That's just because you have this idea of an Asian in your mind.
Yeah.
You have the 16 candles Asian in your mind.
16. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's like so in the movie there's this really stereotypical Asian character, and it's like he has glasses, really nerdy guy, emasculated, skinny, and all that. And it's just I think that's still the view.
I honestly think we're pretty up right now, though. I feel like.
I think we're trending.
We're very trendy, yeah. And also, like, as an Asian girl, too, I feel really confident, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've been getting a lot of love lately. And I love it.
That's good. Like, the Bachelorette, the girl, that was a big thing.
Oh, my God. I watched that entire season, too, and I was so mad. Right. It was so bad.
What happened?
What
happened?
Because the guys were so shit. They thought a different girl was gonna be the Bachelorette.
Oh, they didn't want the Asian.
They didn't want the Asian girl. But she is literally the cutest girl.
I've seen what she looks like.
Yeah, she's real pretty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But nobody wanted her.
Well, it was just like the main guy that she got engaged to, like, complete, like, just broke up with her over the phone.
Damn.
No fucking way.
Yeah,
bro.
The day, like, after their engagement. That's which crazy. Is so insane.
And they show that on TV?
And they literally showed the proposal again on TV when they did their reunion episode.
Uh-huh.
And she just sat there, which is so fucked. Because, like, obviously she's, like, going through it. Like, she's sad. Like, the engagement just ended. And they just played the entire thing on the big screen. And the guy sitting next to her, he's just, like, crying, trying to justify himself. I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Dude, what? Why couldn't they have... What? That's fucked up. Yeah.
Why did he do that over the phone? Okay, maybe I need to watch this shit.
You should watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta binge it sometime.
What is, like, the appropriate time to ask your situationship about their ex? First date.
First date? I think you gotta rip the bandaid off.
You do.
Because you don't want to, like, keep treading into it without knowing what happened beforehand. Yeah.
Exactly.
Dude, that's a little pushing on the first time you're meeting a girl.
Well, I'm very confrontational.
Same.
Really? Oh.
So I like ripping off the bandaid immediately.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's my style too.
What do you say? Like, how do you say it?
I mean,
tell me about your ex.
I just been like, yeah, like, how long ago? What happened? Yeah. Why? Okay, that's it. Those are three. Those are the three, right?
That's true.
I think that's all you need. Like, you can't push, but no. You gotta know.
You gotta know with the first date. I feel like they're gonna be a little thrown off, bro.
It is, but it's either they appreciate the directness or they don't, and it's kind of just like, okay, it's a 50-50 chance.
No, for sure. I feel like when I am confrontational like that, they actually love it. Because people love to talk about themselves.
Yeah.
That's true.
Very true.
I think it's different. Maybe it's a little easier when a girl asks, I think.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Because when a guy asks, it's like...
It's kind of like, what are you on that?
Are you calling me a slut?
You know? Yeah. If a guy asked me super early, I would think that he's super interested.
Same.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It does kind of give off like...
It comes off like, you're trying to like boom me up.
Yeah. I feel like it's more like, it's like a... Like, why do you care so much already? You know, I don't know.
I haven't really been in that situation a lot. I'm kind of young.
That's true. Have you had a girlfriend before?
Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm. Just
How
one?
Many?
I've had three.
Three?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, high school.
I'm not a fucking hoe.
He's a lover. He's a lover boy.
My sophomore year. She don't count.
So these are all high school.
So I had one my senior year of high school. That was like for my entire senior year. And then I have one for like the past year. We broke up like a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on for like a couple months though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess those are the two main ones I have had.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But see, like when you ask me that, like, are you like trying to like look for a certain type of answer or like what?
Yeah, I always want to know how they broke up because, for example, like if they cheated, I'm sorry, I'm not giving you a chance.
But I wouldn't even tell you that anyway.
Yeah, exactly. They would just hide it from me.
Like if you're trying to ask me like if I did cheat on my ex, I'm not telling you.
Yeah,
that.
I'm not telling a soul.
Yeah, on my first date with you.
That's true. Yeah,
I'm not a dumbass.
That's like something you like. That's like something you throw in like
once you're dating
the night before you get married.
Nah.
No. Okay. I also think that everyone should hear both sides of the story.
Oh, for sure.
How's your take on that?
Yeah, because people like stories can be twisted anyway. I think like as I grow older, I realize that like you can never trust someone's perspective.
Yeah.
Because you never know like what the other person did or thought.
You really can't.
Yeah.
People
and like
are evil out here.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you never know with these things, and it's like you got to be careful.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about in the cheating sense or?
Anything. I think like...
Like anything, yeah.
If like, oh, like Max was so toxic.
I always want to get the girl's perspective on it. You know what I mean? Because honestly, also if a guy like... If I were on a date with a guy and he tells me about his crazy ex, I'm going to think he's a bad person. I don't like that from him as a guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Megan, how would you feel if you dated a guy and his ex DM'd you saying that he's a terrible guy?
Yeah, would you believe it straight up or no?
Would you believe her?
I would talk to her for so long before I even
you would
bring
talk
it
to
up.
Her?
For so long?
I would talk
what
to
is
her.
She
I
like,
would,
what is she like? What is she's a lawyer?
A lawyer?
Yeah, oh. So you know she's good at like lying and arguing.
No. All girls are good at lying.
Yeah.
No, all girls do is lie. Confirmed.
I would ask her. I would be like, wait, why? Show me receipts.
Yeah, jeez. She would text her for days, bro.
Really?
Actually, yeah. And then she would. Yeah, you would. And then you would slowly, cautiously approach your man. So like, bro, yeah.
Oh my god, wait, that's so.
Do you think girls are really good liars?
I think some girls are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I also don't approach a situation unless I am 100%, 110% true, like that I'm right.
Okay.
Or I have receipts about something. If I'm like confronting someone or something.
Damn, you'd be like the worst person to date.
I feel like you wouldn't even tell him yet.
Yeah, she would wait a while.
You would wait. You would keep it to herself.
I think so. I think I would just be too scared to bring it to my man.
I feel like you wouldn't know how to bring it
up. But her actions would make it so obvious that that something's up.
Exactly.
The guy would be like, yo, what's going on?
She like turns around.
Just be like hella passive aggressive about it. I could be doing that. But that's just because like I don't want to be mean, you know? Okay, I have another question for the guys. How important is like the first baddie that a guy meets?
Oh, you know what? I think like not everyone is ready to date a baddie.
I totally agree.
That's for sure true.
True. I totally
ready
agree.
To date a baddie.
But when you get your first baddie, like I can't lie, in high school especially, and even college too, like your girlfriend is almost like a reflection of your like popularity.
Your status.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you got a baddie, then like it kind of reflects highly of you.
I feel like a guy doesn't know how to act after his first baddie.
Oh, yeah, no, because it's always like the I can get better syndrome.
Yeah. And I feel like, especially if you kind of give them more of a chance, then they just run with that shit forever.
For sure, yeah.
Which is like,
I also think it's more prone to see ugly guy, hot girl than ugly girl, hot guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You
I don't think I've ever seen an ugly girl, hot guy.
Yeah.
I've never.
Yeah.
I kind of love the ugly guy, hot girls sometime.
Why?
I hate that shit.
I just know, like.
That's the exact situation you're talking about where they kind of like, the ugly guy thinks they can always get better now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of just start like. Oh,
no, and they just start like, they just get like mean and like, they just, I don't like it. Honestly.
But you love that though.
No, I don't.
You think it's cute though?
No, I think I've like grown now. I've really like just been reflecting these past couple of months of, I feel more mature, you guys, when it comes to my guys, too.
Uh-huh.
Before, you guys know I'm like, I like the little push and pull thing.
Uh-huh.
But now, never. Mm. Never. I will never date a man that I like more than he likes me. No.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I will also, I live for the princess treatment now.
Okay, well, like, do y'all think that, like, it's important for the guy to like the girl more than the girl likes the guy?
100%.
What? That's it shouldn't be equal?
No, that's the only way a relationship will work out.
Damn. Yeah. Like, the guy just gotta be obsessed?
Obsessed. Yeah. Obsessed or nothing.
The girl can be obsessed, too. Just the guy's gotta be a little bit more.
Slightly more, for sure.
Yeah, like, 1% more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, bro.
You'll learn this as you grow.
Okay, maybe I just gotta find the girl that makes me just fucking obsessed then.
Yeah, you do.
You really do.
I feel like you'll meet a lot of girls that will like you more, and that's gonna turn you off.
Ooh, I think so too.
Honestly, you're so right. Because, like, when a girl's like,
are you Eriko?
Like, throwing herself at me?
Yeah.
I'm just like, ugh. But if the girl's like, tell me to fuck off, and it's like, I don't want you, I'm like, damn. I want you even more. It's like, you've called me your friend how many times now?
Literally, see, that was my exact way of thinking too before you guys. I was like, if they don't really like me, I'll like them more.
Yeah.
I can't do that shit anymore. Mm-hmm. I can't. My mental health and my brain can't handle it.
That's just, dude, like, the chase stage is draining.
Yeah, it's fun though.
The pursuit.
Yeah,
it's
my favorite.
It's very fun.
it's fun, and you get like the little thrills, like when it's working. You're like, oh my god, it's fun. I'm succeeding. You're like on your phone 24/7, like getting the back, like texting them back. But that's just tiring as fuck.
It's hard.
That's our favorite though.
Like, it just feels exhausting. Like getting out of a relationship and thinking like, oh, I got to go through the pursuit stage. Like,
starting over.
But I also think when it's too easy, it's like there's no fun to it.
That's
like,
very true.
When I'm asking a girl like, are you free Friday? She's like, yes. And then we end up meeting Friday. Like, there's no fun to that. You know what I mean? Like, it's too,
what?
Like.
What?
Huh?
That's standard.
That's, yeah, you're asking her on a date.
No,
he wants her to cancel four times.
She's too available or
she's
what?
She's too, like, available and down and, like, damn. We meet Friday. We have a good date. Now we're, like, holding hands and kissing. And it's like, oh, yeah. It's like, this is how it's supposed to go.
Okay, wait. Toxic.
Like, no, what if that's, like, the first date? She cancels on you.
You look at
you're
driven.
Gonna like that more.
Nah, it's not. You don't have to cancel on me. I'm saying, oh, like, no, in
if
the
they
way
cancel
where
on me, it's done. I fuck a flaking is done for me.
Same.
I have five things in life I can't do.
Oh, really?
Flaking is one of them. Okay. Mm-hmm. Vegan's one of them.
Yeah. Oh, girl-wise.
That's so real. That's so real.
Like the fucking Sia-style bangs on that cover the whole forehead. And I'm just not for me. Like, I know a lot of guys
that's
like
so
it.
That's so niche.
But wait, like the super clean cut?
Who
like,
had the bangs that turned
nobody.
Off?
It's just like...
No, there's definitely one.
I just don't like them, you know?
What's the drama?
I just
dude,
don't like them.
His girlfriend came up with bangs one day. It's
like,
we're done.
Like, hey, like...
Wait, what is... What's the other...
And then... Okay, no, sorry. I have one more. And then one's long distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period.
Long distance is the other one. Mm-hmm.
I could never do long distance.
I agree with that one.
Never, never. Vegan, I can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a big fan of food.
I'm a big steak girl. I love beef, too.
I love going to night markets and getting, like, the weird shit, like fucking bull testicle on a stick.
Mm.
That's a big foodie.
That's so true.
Every
wow.
I know loves food like that.
Guys,
everybody loves food, bro.
Yeah, everyone loves
no, but
food.
Like they're like specifically. Tourists.
Do you crazy. Don't like sharing your food, huh?
No, I love sharing.
Oh,
never mind. Wait, okay. What are like your what's your love language?
Ooh, mm-hmm. I think acts of service. I think
acts of service.
You like doing acts of service to people?
Yeah, yeah. It's for like them, for them, for them. It's either acts of service for them or quality time for them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you,
what
receiving?
Like receiving?
I think it's probably acts of service, honestly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really, bro? That's an unpopular one.
Because I think people can say anything they want. It's the actions that speak louder.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think I'm a big acts of service person.
Yeah,
like
you
them.
Are. You,
you
are.
Are. Yeah.
You just do something, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Do you expect it back almost? Or?
Not really. Also, like, I have like I feel like I like the way that I run things in a certain way. Mm. I feel like I'm a bit of a control freak for a lot of things. So I don't mind doing things for people too.
Mm. Sure. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Mm. What's yours?
To definitely touch, bro.
Touch?
Yeah. So I feel like dude, that's like dude, she's laughing, but that's like a lot of guys.
Straight toucher, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's how it is.
But and words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. I'm not good at words of affirmation.
I'm a big words of Afro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at receiving compliments. Not good at giving compliments.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's something you should work on.
Yeah, you should work on that.
Yeah.
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 I mean, receiving, you just receive it.
It's
though.
Just I'm like not good at receiving compliments. I was like, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's an Asian thing.
Yeah. Maybe.
It is a big
thing. We
didn't
grow up like complimenting each other, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. At all, especially guys.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's never like, bro, you're fucking sick, dude.
Yeah. So good.
That, yeah.
Dude, but honestly, I think guys are like catching up on that. Like now,
guys
I've seen guys IG comments, and it's kind of looking like a girl's.
I love yeah. it. You know I literally saying? Love
like,
it.
I had a homie like I didn't respond back to his message for like 5 minutes. He was asking me like, oh, what are you doing tonight? Like, tell me about the trip. And I said, no, I said, wait up, I'm driving. And he's like, all right, fucking IRL, do not disturb. Fuck you then. Don't even fucking tell me about it. I'm like, wow.
What the
really hell? Fucking emotional, but wow, it shows you care. You want to hear about my trip so fucking bad.
I think mine is quality time. And then which one?
It's definitely quality time.
That's what like yeah. long distance I can do.
Because
yeah. I need
like,
quality time.
I'm very much like, I'm a fast mover too.
Yeah.
And quality time, like I take it too far. Like I'll move in next week type.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm very like that. I get real obsessive. And it's not healthy. I'm trying to fix that. But
yeah. like that
once
too.
I really like someone, I move so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean like I want to see the person at least once a week. Yeah.
Once a week.
Yeah, yeah, that's given.
At least.
I'm thinking like four, three times.
Because like I'm also like a student too.
No,
it's
that's good. True.
Yeah,
you don't really don't need a girlfriend right now.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure. I think like if it's not a girl who's like understands like the life I have to portray and
mm-hmm.
do like yeah. like what girl's gonna like me doing like a tour of all the UCs and hosting all these parties
mm.
and having to like talk to girls, you know, like
but
no girls
I feel like
cool
your
that.
Content is not really a surrounded it doesn't need girls for you to do
it
content
doesn't.
It doesn't
yeah.
but like it's gonna start evolving in that sense I think
is that what the way you're headed right now
I don't want it to be but I think naturally it's just gonna happen
yeah
it really just does naturally
yeah,
just
it
goes
does.
In that direction
uh-huh. just cause you know like odd like pretty girl and dumb though. Like that's
yeah,
it gets clicks.
yeah.
That's how it always is.
Did you guys have fun at that Jason party, bro? I had to fucking convince them to come out, bro.
I mean, yeah. I get it. It's like a college. It's a college party.
I actually had so much fun.
Yeah,
oh, you did.
We went on like side missions.
Yeah.
side missions.
I liked our little group of people.
Oh, y'all left?
We went to No Request with Wally.
That was a No Request.
Bro, you know what's crazy? Fucking, they told us to pull up, so I pulled up with Bit. Two No Requests, but we were too late. They wouldn't let us in.
Oh, really?
And I think it was like when you guys
wouldn't let in Jason, Kim, and Vit trapped.
That's crazy.
Give me the fucking number. So I'm having a talk with them.
Yeah, we went there.
Was it fun? I've never been to.
No, it wasn't fun at all.
No? What was the venue? Isn't it called No Requests?
It's at the top of a hotel.
Oh, that little like rooftop thing?
The rooftop one. Yeah.
I think I'm hosting for them October 10th.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
Yeah. That's my birthday.
Oh.
Damn, you're not even 21, though.
Yeah.
I know. They still let you up there? Oh, you just got it like that or whatever.
I don't know.
It's a 21-plus club, right?
Dude.
It's a club.
Hey, they asked me what my rate. I told them my rate. They said, yes, give me the date. We go. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. That's money moves right there.
For real.
Did you have fun, though?
It was okay.
You looked very bored.
No, I was
I'm
bored.
Not gonna lie.
I was pretty bored.
Like Wallace looked like he was trying to coach you to have a good time.
No, yeah, it was not. Dude, because I felt so out of place. I'm so much older than everyone there. True. Mm. So dude, I felt embarrassed.
You know what's one thing I noticed that you do? It's like you tend to cling to the one like one person.
The party partner.
Yeah.
We all had party partners.
That night it was fucking Wally.
It was Wally.
It was Wally.
I was like, how the fuck do you even know Wally?
My friend asked.
Dude, I've known Wally.
Oh, oh. Really? How?
From the Peking Duck event.
That was like we barely.
I was at the event y'all hosted.
Oh, really?
Really?
I was there.
Oh, you were there?
I was there.
Yeah, no, wait. You saying you met him that night?
I did.
And then y'all were suddenly best friends?
Yeah, we're best friends.
I swear we talked for like 2 seconds, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, no.
In the front when he walked us in.
Well, no. When I just went into the house for the Jason Ween party,
yeah.
I was like, oh, it's Wally. And then I like just talked to him the whole time. I talked to Zero off.
Wally's great.
He's so nice.
I love them.
Wally's great.
He's a safe space.
Wally's funny too.
Yeah, he's funny too.
He's such a safe space.
Yeah.
I like having party partners.
It doesn't make me feel weird, and I like that.
I mean, especially like a frat party like that when everyone's just going fucking ape shit.
Yeah.
You need that. Yeah.
And you were acting a celebrity out there. Dude, I was like, bro, this fucker.
I walked in there, I was like, damn, these motherfuckers got way too much motion, man.
Oh, the fucking Jason? Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah,
it was a little. Yeah, I was like, that shit felt crazy.
And he brought Max. He didn't even tell me he was bringing Max out.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy, too. Yeah, yeah,
and Max is a way bigger streamer, too.
Yeah. Oh, he's famous, too?
Is he the one with the red?
Max is huge.
Max is bigger than, way bigger than Jason.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Streamer-wise. He's like a top 5 streamer
right
on Twitch.
There. Yeah. Right there. He's right there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's right there.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's raking it in.
The red hair. Red hair,
yeah.
He's that guy. He's that guy.
Nah, yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Seeing like the energy they bring, you know.
Yeah, but it was different though, because there was like 4 or 5 cameras going around.
It was true.
So I low-key felt bad for like the people that just like wanted to like have fun.
Yeah.
It's just like
I was so done with it when I first got there.
Yeah.
It was like a watch party, dude. Just looking at the people
much.
Standing on the thing.
Straight up, yeah.
But I mean, like, you got some motion there too.
Yeah, I mean, it is like USC and like college kids, you know.
Yeah.
But I wanted to like just I wanted to do it pretty like soon because it's tired as fuck.
Yeah.
But I wanted to meet everyone though.
Is that like how you're headed right now? You're just trying to host like a bunch of like parties, club nights, like.
I mean, the club's like more for like money.
Yeah.
But the college is more like content and like making it like a whole thing on YouTube.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Making a whole series.
Oh, it's gonna be on YouTube?
Yeah, it's gonna be like YouTube. I'm vlogging everything.
That's smart. Yeah.
Because I've been like getting on top of my YouTube game now.
Mm-hmm.
Like just trending upwards and seeing how it does. And I hope like this is like the big thing, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if it does well enough, they might throw me to the SEC schools, the ones in the South.
Oh.
Throw me to the East Coast.
Dude, that'll be interesting.
So, yeah, we'll
to
see.
Go to one of those kind of schools?
Yeah, like one of the Penn States, Bama's, LSU's.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
What is your demographic, bro? Do you reach that audience?
That's why I need to reach it to you doing this now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we have the same demographic as
you. Yeah, it's probably like,
everyone's
going to
know you.
Is it a lot? Do you have more girls or guys?
Guys. I have more guys. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I like a 65% guy.
Right?
Yeah, really?
No, our YouTube is pretty 50-50.
Yeah.
Our TikTok is more guys. Yeah.
Okay.
But actually, no, I think our TikTok is more girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Because a lot of my female friends listen to y'all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, a lot of girls actually like love them, bro. but
icons.
I love you too.
I'm getting roasted for saying a man's prime is 23.
You are?
What? A man's prime is like 28.
Someone stitched it.
Oh really?
And then they're like,
what did they say?
Saying like, oh, this was me at 23, and then like, it's because they glue up. I was like, okay.
Boy.
Yeah. Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Damn. Did you man's prime is 23?
No,
I
like
looks
wise. Oh, looks wise.
I know what she meant, but obviously when you hear that, because everyone says like guys age like fine wine, and like guys' primes are in their 30s. But like in the way
overall,
that she, but the way that she meant it, it just means like she likes that. You know, when you get older, like you tend to get fatter. Like a lot of my
like you
friends
grow
are fat
into
now.
Your face more, and I feel like
you like the dad bod.
No, I don't like that.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like 23 is like when they're the fittest.
Oh.
And look like just very young but not old yet.
Yeah.
I get that. But they're still like mature enough.
Right. Mm. Yeah. But all Asians I feel like are prime at 25.
Yeah, I'm sure it's later when you have money and stuff, but I just meant the looks.
Yeah. For girls I think it's 25 though. I think you know.
No, I think it's like 30.
Really? I think it's like 28, 27.
Yeah, older.
Yeah.
I don't think it's 30 at all. I think it's definitely something in the 20s. Yeah.
For sure. 30's like pushing it.
Damn. People do say you live your best life in the 30s, though.
What?
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I think more like fulfilling, maybe.
Yeah.
More resources.
Yeah, like you start thinking about a family. Yeah.
I think 20s is probably your most fun time, though.
I think 20s is like sometimes like you don't know what's going on, though, right?
Yeah. I feel like I'm in the most awkward stage of my entire life right now, and it sucks, to be honest.
Because I'm not even 20.
Yeah, but...
Literally.
I'm still a teens.
Oh my gosh, you're still a
teenager.
Are you turning 20 this year? No.
Next year.
When's your birthday?
May 11th.
Oh, May.
May?
That's crazy.
I'm 20 in
so
May.
You just turned 19?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're closer to 18 than 20.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm young.
No, honestly though, I think this is so great because like you're really going into social media. Like this is the perfect prime time for you.
For sure.
That's what I'm beginning to realize, bro. Social media is a young man's game.
Young man's game.
Nobody wants to watch like people talking about their prime. You know, they want people. They want to see people in their prime. Yeah.
That's why, like, I don't want to risk losing it. You know. Because I feel like a lot of people, they would, like, kill for anything. Like, even, like, I think, like, us, like, we're still, like, on, like, the more, like, micro level. But a lot of people still kill for what we have.
Yeah.
And because, like, I love seeing, like, creators on TikTok. They post, like, every day for, like, 400, 500 views.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. Like, you can see the passion. You can see, like, the grit.
Yeah.
You know? And like, it makes me more thankful for the fact that I caught on the algo fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to keep on growing. I haven't hit, like, a stagnant point yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Social media is so weird.
It is.
My entire life is social media now too.
Same.
Why don't you try streaming?
I don't have time.
Oh.
It's a big time commitment. Yeah.
Mm. I see.
For YouTube, I just like I have a day I record and I just edit whenever I have time throughout the week.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you doing? Why are you so busy?
Like schoolwork and like I work like working with brands is a bitch.
Yeah.
Like having like
I've had like emailing and shit.
Emailing, writing scripts for them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll like tell you to redraft the video a couple times. And sometimes my videos take a minute to make. Like, it's just me talking, but like sometimes like the words just won't come out one day.
Yeah.
And it's fuck. I'll be trying for an hour, and I'll just give up. Like, okay, maybe the words will come out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like some days I can record like 5 videos back to back, and some videos I can't say a single sentence right.
Yeah, it doesn't flow sometimes. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just take the L. I think that's what I realized.
Yeah.
Dude, but your content like it's easy. You kind of got the Andrew Tate setup. Like you really just like, not in the sense of like his content, but he can just. He always said like. I just need an iPhone.
Mm,
and that's kind of like your content. You just talk.
Yeah.
You just talk to a phone.
I'm trying to like, that's why. But the thing is, I think there's a cap to it. Mm. And there's a cap to my growth potential on TikTok. And that's why I need to start thinking about the exit opportunity on YouTube.
New videos and stuff,
Why? You think like the UC stereotype type of things is going to get old and shit? Like,
well, I mean, I've been like, my rants like nowadays are like usually just like relatable things.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with that is like when you're talking about something relatable, you're just like share farming, your comment farming, your repost farming. And people, they don't really fall in love with you as much.
Yeah.
Like people more so fell in love with me when I talk about like my story and like I like interject little personal things about me.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, to make the money every day, I have to like fucking share farm, right?
Yeah.
So I make like the relatable shit. And I think on YouTube, you get a greater sense of the person because it's more intimate. Mm-hmm. You have like longer time with them, because on TikTok all they have is a minute with me, even less, because you know not everyone's gonna finish a minute long video. Mm-hmm. And on YouTube, a 5 minute video, that's short for YouTube, and like it's so much more time than I'm able to like show of myself.
Yeah.
And I just like it's always been like a dream of mine to do it as well, because like I grew up in the YouTube era, obviously. Yeah. And I didn't have cable growing up, so YouTube was my shit. I started watching YouTube when I was three.
Really?
3 years old. Yeah, I was on that shit crazy.
Oh my god,
it was not that long ago.
That was like 2 weeks ago, you know. Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, wait, I have something we want to talk about, but it's completely off topic.
Okay.
What is it?
Can we talk about this Diddy situation on TikTok?
Oh, what Diddy situation?
Oh my god.
Like,
you know what's going on with Diddy?
No. Oh my god. They like the police like searched his house.
Yeah.
Found a thousand.
A thousand
bottles of baby oil.
Yeah.
780 dildos too.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
No fucking.
Yeah. Hundreds of dildos.
Baby and now oil? Everything is getting leaked. Like all of these celebrities that like do weird shit, like they're all getting leaked right now.
Meek Mill.
Yeah, but he's been.
Trey Songz. Wiz the Kid.
Oh like, my god. Who's the guy that Diddy was like using as like his toy or something?
Oh, the guy in jail?
No. It's like a famous guy. I don't know.
As his toy?
Yeah, like they would like do stuff together. But like this Hollywood Pizzagate thing is so real and it's so weird.
What's Pizzagate?
You know what Pizzagate is?
No. It's like Jeffrey Epstein's island where famous celebrities would go like.
Oh, that? And, like,
yeah. With children.
I know
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crazy. And apparently he like requested bond for like $50 million, but they denied that too. So then he's just stuck in
jail.
What
does that mean?
If you pay $50 million, you're out.
Yeah, until your court date.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, he's a villain.
That's
he
crazy. He got
$50 million
sitting around.
No, he put up his house as like collateral.
Oh, shit,
his house was like $48 million or some shit.
Wait. Wow, why is he famous? Like, I don't know.
He's a rapper.
A producer.
He's a rapper. Did you know?
I'll
be missing you. That song.
Maybe.
No.
Nah.
I know that's every time
it's you take.
Oh, I know that song. Yeah, that's his song.
That's Diddy.
I keep going. I don't get
that's,
it.
That's Diddy's. Every day. Well, that's the original, but like the sample is because like it's a song like dedicated to Biggie when he died. So like that was his goodbye song. So that's his biggest song. But also he's just like a big record label guy. Like he brought up, well like one of his like the biggest most famous examples of the abuse he gave to other people was Usher. Because, oh, yeah, he was Usher's legal guardian when Usher was 15. Usher's mom gave up Usher to P. Diddy.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like Diddy did, like, shape Usher's career.
Yeah.
Usher's not the superstar, but I can't imagine what Usher went through.
Yeah,
when he was a kid. Yeah. And tons of other artists he brought up. I think he worked with Jodeci a lot. You know Jodeci?
Nah.
Yeah, Jodeci.
I think you said JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa? Fuck, imagine. She's on the Diddy shit.
But like Diddy, it was like the whole like white party? Like a
that's someone else, the white guy.
Not the white party.
The thing is like he threw a lot of parties, but like
ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Yeah, ain't no party like a Diddy party, but it's just funny how like every time like a picture comes up of someone hanging out with Diddy in the past, it's like sus now.
Dude, there was a picture of Kobe Bryant at a P. Diddy party, and someone saw on Twitter and they said postmortem Rico.
Wait, what? What is that?
Post death Rico case.
Oh, the whole Rico thing with Dana and all of them.
Because like Rico is like when you get everyone involved and you sentence everyone at once, and they're saying like, hey, now we got to sentence Kobe after life.
Yeah. Post death. Okay, I got.
And then there's a video of Messi dapping up P. Diddy. Everyone's like, guys, like Messi just thought he was a random black guy. Please,
that's
he wasn't
so
involved.
True.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, like any picture I see with him now, I'm gonna think it's sus as fuck.
Yeah.
He has so much power, though. I don't realize.
Yeah.
He has so much power. Yeah.
Him, like Jay-Z, Beyonce,
Suge Knight. Yeah, they have so much power.
Dude, but 1,000 bottles of baby oil. I saw so many clips on TikTok talking about that.
So many clips. I've seen so many memes of it, too.
It's crazy. It's kind of crazy. Like, the memes are like, dude, like, he ruined, like, a lot of people's lives, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are so weird.
People are weird, though. Yeah.
Like, it, like, makes me mad. I went through this giant rabbit hole, like, 4 years ago about Pizzagate. I did so much research, like, with Justin Bieber and his music videos, too. Yeah. Like, all of it. And it's so real, like... I literally hate it anytime someone's
dude, playing. I really hope nothing happened to Justin Bieber, though.
No, something happened to him, for sure.
It happened to him, but he never wanted things to happen to him. He was
like, of course not, yeah.
Because Bieber was in Diddy's possession for a little bit, too.
Yeah.
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 And
yeah.
like Jeffrey Epstein was trying to get him to come or something to the island and stuff. Yeah.
No, but Justin Bieber had like a period of time where he was really like depressed and like drug. He was using a lot of drugs and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine what he went through. He was famous all his life.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
Like I bet it's really fucking hard. Cause even like on like a micro level, like sometimes like a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, for real.
Yeah. And like, dude, like these guys are like fucking global superstars.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What happened to Bieber? Do you know?
It's probably the same shit.
He was I think like. If there's like this one music video, I'm gonna send it to you guys, but it's a bunch of like these kids' drawings. It's like Justin Bieber's music video. And if you like go frame by frame, I literally went frame by frame, and if you look at the photos, it's like drawings of like penises like going through him. It's like names of celebrities. It's this is literally on the internet. Like he posted this music video. I'll show it to you guys. But like
of drawings?
Of like drawings of like inappropriate stuff.
Is this like a conspiracy theory?
No, this is real. Like,
in his music video, there's drawings of dicks.
Yeah. Like, I literally went through it, you guys.
And what is that? You think Diddy made him do that?
No,
or
it
what
was like Diddy was trying to get him to be part of Pizzagate. And, like, use him for Pizzagate, too. But, like, I think he, like, didn't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, like, a message.
Yeah, yeah. It's, like...
subliminal message.
Yeah, it is. And it's, like, the whole, I think it's just like their recruitment into Hollywood or something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like the whole. I want to know so much about that, you guys. Like, I just want to know.
But then, once you know, like, you're either in it or you're just like, or like they won't let you get out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can't talk about it either. Like, if you do, like.
Oh, you're for sure gone.
Yeah. When I like, it was on TikTok like a couple years ago. This one girl would post a bunch of videos about it, and I watched all of them, and they all got deleted. Really? Every single one. Yeah.
She probably got the craziest cease and desist of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I mean, I don't people talk about it enough. P. Diddy blew up Kid Cudi's car.
Dude, how do you know all this shit, bro? I don't know any of this shit.
You know a lot of stuff.
Yeah, how do you? Yeah.
He threw a Molotov cocktail on his car.
A what?
A Molotov cocktail. You know what that is? It's a glass bottle filled with gasoline, and at the top there's like a paper, and it's lit on fire. You throw it, and it kind of mimics like a fireball. Yeah.
Ooh.
And he threw it in Kid Cudi's car.
Yeah. Why?
Because I feel like, I mean, I don't know, like, he probably just pissed off Diddy, right?
Dude, how do you know this and he's, like, not in jail for that?
Everyone knows about it, though.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a thing. People know. It's a known thing, yeah. I mean.
I don't know shit, then.
Yeah, like, who else did, like.
What happened after that, though? Nothing even happened?
I mean, I feel like just, like, when people got a certain level of power, they can just make stuff go away.
For sure. Mm-hmm. They could pay to go away.
Who is that in the Asian community? Who can make something go away? Jason Lee.
Kim Jong-un.
Like Kim Jong-un. Fuck, I guess. Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
Jeremy Lin.
Dude.
Yao Ming, dude.
Yao Ming.
Jenny Kim.
Oh, yeah. Blackpink.
Oh, yeah. Blackpink.
I think Blackpink can make it disappear, for sure.
Maybe, oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. They can make anything disappear.
Seraphim.
That's a crazy thing to say.
I think they could, though.
No, they probably could.
If Jenny Kim was like, hey, put a hit on Eric Go, I probably would not be walking anymore.
You know, Lisa was at Mama Lion this past weekend.
No way.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she wearing? How many hats and hoodies was she wearing?
I don't know, but she was there. I don't know why they're going to Mama, though.
I know, everyone goes to Mama.
No, the celebrities go to Mama.
Yeah, why?
Doesn't Drake go to Mama Lion?
No.
What?
No.
Who?
No.
Hell,
no.
Bro.
No. He Drake? Would go to like
Jason
will
be
club.
Sitting out in line every day at Mama Lion.
Oh, you love Drake?
Nah, yeah, that's my guy.
I'm a Kendrick
fan.
Are you a Kendrick fan?
Yeah.
Oh, you're lying, bro. You
wait, can we... Start this.
Bro, I'm from...
Bro,
dude.
You should have been here when
like,
he was
LA, bro?
On.
Bro, no.
You're from California, man.
I am from California, but that doesn't mean I have to like Cali rappers. I mean, I do, but...
Oh, God.
you only like Kendrick because he's from what?
Hell nah. Kendrick's what got me into rap in sixth grade.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kendrick was the first ever rapper I loved.
My first rapper was Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD?
Juice WRLD's a good one.
So what, you were like in like high school?
High school, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I mean, I like Drake, but I think Kendrick clears.
You really should have been there for our fucking for fight, real. Bro.
Were y'all Kendrick? Is that why? Oh
nah, they weren't.
We were no size.
We were no size. So it was only him.
That like we had to make some Kendrick arguments. But at the same time, we love Drake too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Bro, that I was actually so heated in that conversation.
Hey, I'm saying, hey, Kendrick's my goat. Kendrick's my rap goat.
Yeah.
He's your
yeah.
favorite rapper?
Probably. Either him or Kanye.
Kanye is my favorite.
Okay, yeah. Mm.
So during that whole beef.
Yeah.
hits. You so never thought Drake won anything.
I was elated at every Kendrick diss track because I was like, holy shit, he iced this man every single time.
Did you watch?
You're lying, bro. You're lying.
Dude, when Not Like Us first dropped,
yeah,
I was like, oh my, I was losing my mind.
Oh, no. That, I mean, the song is fire. I got to give it to him. But every song before that was trash.
What are you talking about?
Bro, like, it sounded like
Euphoria is crazy.
It sounded like fucking like dark and mysterious and like,
bro it's because,
like,
dude,
nobody was listening to it twice.
You're talking about a mat. Dude, what do you, every song has more streams than all of Drake's songs.
It does it actually?
Yeah. There even Meet the Grams has more streams.
There we go. Yeah, fight back. Fight back. What happened to all that talk?
No. I think this guy knows too much about the rap. he be knowing the weird shit.
He be saying he's acting so different.
I know.
Bro,
this is NO. No, I'm still a Drake fan.
You know you're going to lose.
No, I don't want to get it started.
Without the facts.
No, because old news. It's old news.
This is so funny.
Nah, he's definitely gonna bring up some shit I don't know.
Oh man.
Yeah, we can move on from this. Oh my god. Talking about streams and shit. Who even knows that? Who even knows that type of shit, man?
Bro, you were saying those stats too earlier.
He was saying,
but you're scared they're wrong, huh?
No.
You're scared yours are wrong, huh?
No, my stats are right, but he just knows like everything I do.
Oh man, hey, proud of you. I'm okay. You know what? Like, who else a dick ride? Like, even more than Kendrick, LeBron James.
LeBron, yeah,
for sure.
Every dude does, bro.
Yeah, he's a goat. Every dude, he's my goat. Yeah.
So, are those your interests, like rap and basketball?
Basketball and movies. Basketball and movies.
Movies.
Ooh, big movie fan.
Really?
What's your favorite movie?
It's called Remember the Titans.
Oh, the football
movie. I've heard
movie.
That.
Yeah. And if it's not that, it's either Shawshank Redemption or Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. Oh, you are a movie lover. Those are like the movie.
That's
lover.
Like, yeah, like
big movie fan. Yeah.
I love movies too. I'm a big sci-fi girl.
Yeah, what do you love? Yeah. Like
Avatar.
Avatar?
Like, I will watch it.
That's legendary. Yeah. It's a blockbuster.
I literally love it. I love anything about like aliens and like robots and big monsters coming to the city and killing everyone.
Jesus.
I feel like that's just more interesting.
It's fun
like,
though.
Marvel
yeah.
too. I love it.
Where do you see like the rest of your social media career going?
I think it's hard to I guess predict all that, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully a year from now, what I'm hoping is I have 100K on YouTube.
Okay.
That's what I'm hoping. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm just right now focusing on the steps to get there.
Yeah.
Making the best content possible, being the best personality possible. And just being a good person and not getting too lost within the game. That's what Jimmy was really telling me. He was like, I see a lot of people when they start coming up and I think you're going to come up fast soon. Don't lose your head.
Yeah, it really does change a person.
For sure it does, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, I want to talk about, so you went on like a stream with Jimmy Zhang, right?
Yeah.
And it was like with his brother?
Yeah, with the little brother.
So you're just chopping it up?
Because he wanted to do like a USC versus UCLA segment because Eddie goes to UCLA.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the stream wasn't really working out, so we just cut the cameras and we started just chopping it up.
Oh, it wasn't working like.
It wasn't working out, so we were just like, oh, fuck it. All right, let's just hang out.
Yeah.
So we just talked for a minute. And like, it was like a lot of great guidance, a lot of great wisdom he was spitting out.
Yeah.
Especially hearing from like an OG.
Yeah.
And I just like watching back in middle school, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh shit, like I know his opinion is vetted. I know like word is truth.
Yeah.
So you tell it to me straight. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess if you're trying to do like a YouTube career, you're trying to become like almost like a Jimmy Zhang then, huh? Because he's like the Asian YouTube guy.
He is. If it's not him, I mean, like when I was a kid, I loved Wong Fu.
Wong Fu?
Yeah. Wong Fu was... Mm-hmm. I love Wong Fu.
Yeah.
I was a big Just Kidding News person.
Me too.
Yeah, huge Just Kidding News. I think Bart and Joe really shaped a lot of like my comedic style. I'm not going
to
lie.
I used to watch so much of Bart and their.
Oh, Gio, I think they're so fucking funny.
There was like a group of four of them. I forgot
Joe is really funny.
Joe's really funny. Yeah. Yeah. David So is really funny too.
Dude, David So. Nah, I grew up on David So. Real bad. Wait,
so is like Timothy Delgado like y'all's biggest celebrity cosign, you think?
I would say so. So far.
Instagram follower. I think, reach wise. Yeah.
What about just like a simple connection?
Simple connection? I mean, the most relevant is probably like UTI.
Yeah, UTI.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were so excited when we first were going to hang out with them.
Yeah.
You're like so getting giddy, like laying out the clothes on the bed.
Jason got so drunk.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I want to hang out with them too.
They're super nice. Yeah. They're really super welcoming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For me, Ben Baller reposted my video on his
Dude, I saw
that. We did a live together.
Yeah, I hopped in his live for a second. Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because he does a lot of lives.
He does, huh? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Just hopped in there for a second.
Oh my god, I forgot you did that.
Oh, yeah. Stupid Young posted me one time as well.
Oh, Stupid Young?
Yeah. Mm.
I saw this clip of him on another podcast, but he was like hella dissing Asians.
Stupid Young?
No.
Ben Baller. Ben Baller. I saw that. I did see that.
Dude, I hated that clip.
I really
that was that wasn't that didn't do
that was not it.
That didn't do was good.
Yeah.
At all.
It's because Ben Baller is mainstream.
So. Yeah, and he didn't really like ever step in with the Asian crowd.
He never
He's not.
He wasn't like
older.
Yeah, he wasn't like a China Mac, you know, he just never
Yeah.
He was. He never really cared about like. He's not like a dumbfounded. You know.
Yeah, but he is tapped in though, cause he loves commenting under our reels.
Our reels,
And like I'm assuming yours too. No, so I guess he's like trying to tap in with the younger audience.
I was thinking he's just rich and bored too. He's probably just looking at the reels like, all right, what am I on today? You know.
That's so true.
I'm trying to get him on the pod, bro. Ben
That's
Ballin.
Sick. Yeah. That'd be sick as hell.
I mean, he just needs to reply.
I feel like he's a yapper.
Oh, for sure. I bet he could go on for hours.
He got his own.
Oh, he has a podcast.
Like Cold as Ice or something.
Everyone got it. Yeah. There's a lot of podcasts out there.
Mm-hmm. Who is like the biggest or, the biggest connect you've made so far while doing social media?
Like, honestly, like, nobody like crazy. Like, I'd say in terms of like just like actually like being their friend in a way.
Or most like helpful or like.
Helpful? It's probably either like Jimmy Zhang or Freddie Liu. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're pretty like. Storied now, probably. I guess Jimmy Zhang in terms of like historic wise.
Yeah.
No one like too crazy, like that. Like.
Yeah. How come you didn't want to? You said you got like pitched that idea for that the house.
Oh. No. Vit was telling me he was like, if you're interested, like we could talk to you and see how we all think of it. And I was let's talk about it. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. So that's in the works then.
Like a content house together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I assume I'm not gonna be one of the favorites just because I'm in school. And, like, I think they're all going to be living in the house.
Yeah, they're probably full-time with that shit.
Yeah, so it's going to be, like, a different timeline. And, like, I wouldn't want to be, like, a burden, you know?
No, don't think like that. Mm-hmm. You're another addition to that group, so you're adding
more. We'll see. We'll talk to them now and everything. But I'm just happy to, just to be included sometimes, if they want to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aww. You're so sweet. You're a well-rounded guy.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
And you're very, and you're very mature. Yeah, you're very mature.
Thank you.
You're very presentable.
Yeah, reading as a kid.
No, I can tell you're smart, bro.
I can see that,
I can tell you're smart.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, I think, like, just being in the game, I think people, they can think, like, whoever's, like, famous can be as dumb as they want. But I think you have to be, like, a level of intelligence to make it in social media.
I agree.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think
totally agree.
It's all, like, it's
marketing, strategy, exactly. Everything, yeah.
Like, anybody can go viral, but not everybody can create a platform.
Facts.
Yeah, it's like all of you are, like, smart on your own.
Are you scared you're going to fall off ever?
Every day.
Yeah. When you post, do you get nervous that it's not going to hit?
Dude, I post a video and I throw my phone across the room.
Really? Oh,
I just don't check it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like my benchmark for if a video flops, like I know it now. If the video hits 10K views in 30 minutes, it's going to hit a million.
Oh.
If it hits 5K in 30 minutes, that's like the usual.
Yeah.
If it's anything below 4K, it's a flop.
I noticed those things too.
Minutes. Oh, so you check back in 30.
In 30, if it's flop-flopped, exit that shit out.
You just delete it.
Delete
that
it.
Shit.
Really?
Delete that shit. Because then I realize it's not a good product.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the same way. Anytime I post on Instagram too.
Oh, dude. Posting on Instagram, like, that's that should be like a... It should be studied what it does to your body.
For sure.
Dude,
you
for
need
real.
To take the day off to really,
you really need to take the day off.
And like, you work so hard on that post. Like, the order, the caption, you post it, you don't even want to look at it.
What time I'm posting it, if I'm making a story with it too, like, I've been going into detail with that.
But then when a post is doing well, you can't stop checking it.
You can't.
You can't
it's
stop
a
refreshing.
Drug. Yeah. It's a drug.
You keep seeing the 99 plus. It's
Like,
oh, fuck.
That's my favorite.
No, that's so real.
That's so real.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, this conversation is so like
social like, media, out of touch. Yeah,
bro.
I know.
It's the game, though. You know.
But dude, I know exactly how you feel, though, bro. Especially when we post our TikToks, bro. It's like.
Yeah, and then like when you go through those times when you're in a view slump, it's hard. Mm. For me, it's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, fuck. Like, this is where I'm falling off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I think every creator feels that. Like,
yeah.
And my fault is it now? Is it finally coming now?
Yeah, I think I'm right now in like a little view slump for these past two videos I posted.
Really? I feel like you're on the come up.
Two videos is not a slump, bro.
I dude, like, it's just cause like I never went through that growing pain of like on social media, because like, I kind of blew up really fast. Like I got lucky.
Oh, like you got
never really grinded
right
it
really,
out.
I got really lucky. Yeah. And I just kept posting, and I just kept getting really lucky.
Mm-hmm. And I like that you said groin pain.
Yeah.
So you just got views right away.
I got views right away. It was never like I never went through the slogging phase where you go through 1K, 2K, 400, 500 views.
Yeah.
I started like 200, 300K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like just you know went like grinding my way up, but I do think. Within any profession, any career, you have to become comfortable with growing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then you have to realize, like I think any failure, any setback is an opportunity to grow. Because I always looked at, like, my past year as, like, a failure, you know. But now it's, like, I'm revising it in my head.
Yeah.
It's, like, it was more transformative in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. Do you post a lot? You post every day?
Every day.
Oh, every day?
Like, one every day?
One every day.
Dude, like, how do you...
Like, since last August,
yeah.
I have over 555 videos.
Last August?
I need to get on that.
Oh, like a year.
I'm not consistent with it.
So that's more than one a day.
Sometimes more than one a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I really don't want to post.
How do you think of, because like you're talking for over a minute, right?
Yeah.
And then how do you think of like the topic?
So the topic, it's, I kind of just like live, right? And then I see like what people are talking about. Mm-hmm. I see like someone's like, oh, dude, I hate when this happens. And I'm like, I bet other people probably hate when that happens.
Yeah, yeah. Relatable.
Yeah. And then I have like the premise and then I write out. Sometimes I don't write it out. Sometimes just improv.
Yeah.
But then I either write it out or improv and see if it does well or not. I think like just doing it for so long, I kind of got a good gauge of what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
I know when a video is risky.
Yeah.
And I know when a video is like very safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Also, when you're posting over 500, like you must run out of things to talk about.
Dude, fuck yeah! Like,
yeah,
you can't talk that much.
Yeah.
In life.
Same for us too. Yeah.
Yeah.
We of course, doing it because you guys are talking for like an hour and a half at a time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Straight.
Man,
I've never talked
like,
this long.
Yeah. Like, how can you talk for that long, right?
Yeah, I think we've gotten better at like talking about one topic for long.
Yeah.
Dude, back in the day, we used to fucking fire like 50 questions, and it used to just be
like a fucking clip rapid fire. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean that's what you got. You got a clip from the beginning.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But we didn't realize we were doing that. Mm-hmm. We just didn't know how to talk.
Yeah.
So now we talk about topics for longer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that helps with like, you know,
for sure.
Obviously we've run out of things to talk about.
No, so yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah.
I think
I like it so much more though when we're just talking.
Oh yeah, it feels more natural. That's why, because that's conversation cadence. You know, no one like moves on different. Like unless you're fucking groups full of people with ADD, you stay on the topic.
Dude, the clips were better then though. I feel like because we were more comfortable too, and we said like
we
riskier things.
Yeah.
Because when we didn't have that many views, I feel like we didn't have that fear of like being canceled.
Yeah.
We like
also
being stitched.
Yeah.
You know?
The fear of cancellation is so difficult.
It's so scary.
But dude, you know what will get you canceled.
Yeah, but honestly, no, I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
I made a video. I made a video supporting small businesses, like with the Seaside video,
yeah.
And they're like, oh, this guy wants small businesses to get overflowed with customers and clients and get overworked.
That's
I was like,
a good
holy.
Yeah, that's not something.
And I was like, dude, yeah, you
negative.
People will find a problem with anything.
They're
I can,
bad.
Yeah,
you're
I can
getting the hate
exactly.
because it's a Seaside
yeah.
video, not because it's a small business.
I can
video.
I can open up an orphanage home, and then they'd be like, oh my god, you're you're taking away these orphans' lives. Like you're like not making them work for the grit. You know, you're giving them a good home. You're taking away from their experience, right?
TikTok's getting mean.
It is
so mean
and judgmental.
Because TikTok is getting like a little bit older now.
Yeah.
So it's entering its phase where I'm tired of this, I'm tired of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
But
honestly, my TikTok lately has been so good though. I'm still on Henry Danger TikTok.
Henry
oh
Danger.
My gosh.
Oh my
I
god.
I love those.
I literally like lived through
Henry
them.
Danger?
I don't know, bro.
It's just like I hate my boyfriend thread things and there's
oh, wow.
so many and they're so funny. Like I love every single one. They're so funny.
Wait, do you think there is a I hate my girlfriend phase?
When you're in a relationship?
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
That is a good question, bro. I do think it comes
later
in the relationship.
Yeah.
And, but I think it's like a slump.
It's toxic.
It could be toxic.
It's the fighting stage.
Oh, yeah. And you kind of just become like disinterested. But then like, I think a lot of the time, like the guy, like he doesn't have enough cojones to break it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's being distant on purpose for her to break up with him.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to be alone.
Yeah.
Do you think guys struggle with being alone?
Yeah, we never vocalize it, but I think like us, I think as a dude, personally, I think it's cool having like a little partner around, you know, just doing work even.
A little ting
around, right?
That is very true. I think girls have it easier. Like we love our alone time. I don't know. I hear more about like girls being independent rather than guys.
Really, bro?
What?
I feel like girls need a guy too.
I feel like girls they need a companion just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's friends. True. Because yeah, like
girls love gym buddies.
Yeah.
I fucking hate gym buddies.
I hate gym buddies.
I don't like having a gym buddy.
Girls do need gym buddies though.
Yeah.
I don't like having a gym buddy.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, but you're always walking around with headphones on. Like you don't want to be.
Do you have an RBF? Bothered.
No, I don't have an RBF at all.
You look like you have an RBF.
I'm nice though.
You are nice. I went to that party meeting, like meeting you two. I was like, oh, like, they're nice people. Mm. I don't know how I didn't meet you.
Yeah, I know.
That makes no sense to me. Yeah, but
Literally in that same.
In the same photo, we just dispersed in different directions, I guess. But
yeah. I hate that photo.
What's wrong with it?
I know. I don't even look good in it either.
I don't love it. But everyone just chose it as like their fucking photo.
I didn't even know that photo existed until you posted.
It's because there's only like two of that group picture.
True. Very true. Yeah.
I love how you put it on the last slide. The
one because everyone already posted it though.
Yeah. Oh really?
Everyone already posted, so I wasn't even gonna post it, but I like that group photo was hard, so
it's tough. It was like a fucking Avengers Assemble type photo.
All Asian the Asian creators.
Oh, every Asian fucking person can think of just in that photo.
I wanna do like a podcast wars.
A podcast? Oh, that'd be dope. Y'all versus
I know,
the UTI
we need to
suburban.
Like combine.
I think
more.
We should do something like
we
that.
We can organize like a physical challenge, like the Olympic video, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
You should have like a like huge like Socratic seminar.
Oh, like I would debate? Love that shit.
That's a good idea.
Kendrick versus Drake.
Oh my god.
We need you on our team.
Yeah.
If it's supporting Kendrick.
Oh my god. Oh, that's such a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Yeah. It'd get heated.
Oh, for
we
sure.
We just need to set it up. We need to do it.
We just need to do it.
Because everyone, like, they need to be on the same schedule. That's the hardest part, for sure.
Yeah.
That's true.
Do you guys have, like, a favorite Asian creator? Or one that you like at the moment, or even like growing up.
I've been enjoying the Ha sisters lately.
Same.
I was never really that into them. I didn't really know who they were.
Literally,
but
same.
I've been watching a lot of Evelyn video.
Yeah,
she's dating like this new white guy.
The white guy, yeah.
So like, I have been eating her shit up.
Why? Honestly.
Like, what makes exactly the same? Yeah, I watched all their Thailand videos.
Mm-hmm. They're cute.
What about them? It's like.
I love how like classy they are, low key. Very like especially classy. Evelyn. I feel like she carries herself really well.
Does she have aura?
Yeah, she does. She does have aura. Yeah.
I also like love the sibling relationship. It's very
real. I love the sisters. Mm-hmm. I don't have a sister, so I kind of live through them.
I've been on the same thing too. Right? I didn't like them before, but lately I've just been watching their YouTubes a lot.
Mm-hmm. I watched their YouTube video too.
Yeah.
Are the other sisters, you watch the other sisters too?
Yeah, Eric, I watched I don't watch the youngest one, I think, but the middle one's really funny too.
I love the middle
Erica.
One. Erica, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, they're young.
Who's the youngest one?
I don't remember her name.
Yeah.
Is it all E's? Are they all E's? That's cute. They're all E's.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Evelyn, right?
Evelyn's the oldest.
Oh, fuck.
Evelyn, Erica, and.
It's an E.
Oopsies.
But oh, I'm so sorry.
She doesn't have her own channel.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
and
why.
She's like still in school. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think the middle one goes to Fordham.
Oh yeah, they're in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're in
New York.
York
based.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I really like them. What about you guys?
I've been really on Money Sign Eric recently.
He's still around.
He does YouTube vlogs.
And him kind of give the same
dude,
vibe.
Similar
vibe.
You guys have the same name too. Actually,
you know what's crazy? Like he went to Vanderbilt. He's an economics major. I almost went to Vanderbilt. I was an economics major.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he does like food vlogs now, right?
He does food vlogs, and he's just living life with his boo thing.
Yeah, I watched him a lot in the beginning of TikTok.
Oh, he was funny as fuck.
Yeah, his little vlogs.
It was so different from everything.
So different.
I loved his TikToks.
But like his vlogs, his vlogs back then, it wouldn't work now in the TikTok climate.
Oh really?
It's not retention grabbing enough, which sucks.
I know. I feel like I have to reveal more and more to get views on TikTok. Do you ever feel that way?
Reveal more and more.
Like you kind of have to. Say something that reveals more than what you're comfortable with at times.
Oh, I don't talk about my personal life though.
Oh, at all?
Not really.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people don't know like too much about me.
Your mystery.
Like
we talk way too much.
I know. I feel like
literally every inch of your life. Yeah.
No, it's actually embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. I have no filter either. Like I'm just I'll also, like, it's on YouTube forever.
I know,
like,
I have no mystery.
Or Jason, do you have one? Like, an Asian creator you've been enjoying?
Bro.
Is there, like, anybody like that, like, talks in the car or, like, in his room? He does, like, Asian, like, stereotype videos. He does, like, UC college videos.
Reference himself. Oh, man, I'm trying to think who I watch on YouTube. Dude, no, I'm a really big Nelk fan, bro.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, not Asian, but, dude, I'm like, their number one fan.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Full Send Pod, too. I probably watch that, like, as it comes out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm a big mukbang watcher.
Stephanie Su?
No, not Stephanie Su. But I do I like Rotten Mango. I watch her.
That's good.
They're so important. They're so real. Like, sometimes I cry so much in them because she adds so much to it. But I've been watching a lot of, like, architectural videos, like home.
What the fuck?
Like, home home tours of, like, really expensive houses.
Oh, okay.
I love watching those videos.
I don't really watch much creation anymore. I watch, like, Family Guy clips.
Family Guy clips?
Not gonna lie. It's either that or, like, sport videos. Yeah, I don't really watch much on YouTube clips. No more like that. Yeah.
I wish you could meet Paul.
Paul's still sleeping. Let him rest.
But, I mean, yeah, it looks like we can wrap it up soon.
Yeah, okay, awesome. For a minute.
Thank you for coming out, bro.
Of course. Thank you for having me on.
Have fun at USC, bro. This is on some real shit, though. Yeah. Like, I know you're doing the social media shit, but you should go out and have fun, bro. Because you worked hard for it, man.
Yeah.
True. Yeah,
like, think about it. Like, you worked from, like, all your childhood to high school to get to a college. And now, you know, obviously you had the CC year that, you know.
Yeah.
But now I feel like you should enjoy it, bro.
Go out there in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I'm trying my best.
Do you want to plug anything?
Yeah. Just Erico, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. If you go to any of the UCs, look out for a UC tour announcement soon.
Yes, sir.
And that's about all. Thank you so much for having me on, though.
Of course, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
Yay.
Go check out his shit, man. All right. Yeah,
this is my welcome to the Asian League moment.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We're the 9 for 9 podcast, baby. Peace out.